Dependents, deductions, credits, schedules all figure into tax time.
But there could be an alternative thing to think about. Here's a heads up.
2014 Tax Tips are a public service of WAER News and are archived online at waer.org.
You might have followed all the instructions to file an income tax return, finding the right form, entering income information, and all the rest. Well, some people have to go one step further to see if they're required to pay the alternative minimum tax.
The idea behind the AMT was to make sure some people above a certain income don't get out of paying their fair share. The basic exemption rates are $51,900 income for an individual and $80,800 for a married couple. If you're below those thresholds, you don't have to worry. You can take AMT right out of your vocabulary.
If not, you might have some fancy calculating to do. The IRS admits the rules for the AMT are a bit more complex than a straight-ahead tax return. There is the AMT assistant at irs.gov that can guide you through. The agency also recommends using IRS eFile, which will determine if you even have to consider the alternative minimum tax.
There's also a primer called Tax Topic 56 if you want to get the scoop. You might check it out before you start down the path of filling out the wrong kind of return. To find Topic 56, search AMT at irs.gov.